Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Mem Beis, begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Dalad Amud Beis, halfway down the page on the 19th line, Tani Neisnen. Tani Neisnen Chamin L'Sechsein Avalai Seinen L'Sechamin Kedivrei Beishamai. The Baisa says that Beishamai says when we put hot water into cold, but not cold into hot. Put into it connotes that the addition is less than the amount in the receiving kli. Does Beisil permit both hot into cold and cold into hot? This refers to a cup, but in a bath, hot into cold is permitted and cold into hot is forbidden. Rabbi Shimon Nasya permits. Asya derav Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, let's just say, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Benui. Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon Menasya, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yochanan Benui. Tani, Rabbi Yochanan Benui, Oimem, Malo, who Adam, Havish, Shamayim, Benoisna, Kenegad, Amadura, Rabbi Bishil, Shetecham, El Bishil, Shetafik, Sinasa. We have a Baisa of Rabbi Yochanan Benui that says one may fill a barrel with water and put it near a fire, not to get hot, but rather to take the chill off. Says one may descend and immerse in cold water and ascend and warm himself near a fire. The Chachamim Oisim, the Chachamim forbid it. Rav Meir said, well, so what is the Chachamim's opinion? Now it says it's like Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rav Yehuda, when we put food and drink together to get warm in a place that is Yad Shedetis, where the hands can be without burning, when we not put to get warm in a place that Ain Hayad Shedetis, in a place where the hand cannot be in control and has to be removed. I feel Makam Shein Hayad Shedetis Adeichan. And the Gemara asks, well, even in a place that is Ain Hayad Shedetis, until when is it permitted? What's the share of Ein Hayad Shedetis? Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yosi ben Chanina, ad shein noisen yodei l'seicha v'hi nichris. Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rav Yosi ben Chanina, said it's until one puts his hand there and it's scalded. Hakol moedim b'kli sheini shu muta. All Rav Shimon ben Asya and the first Tana will agree that it's permitted to mix cold and hot water to make it warm in a kli sheini. Ma bein klirishin, ma bein klisheini. What's the difference between a klirishin and a klisheini? Why is a klisheini permitted more than a klirishin? And Rabbi Yosi kan hayad sheletes or kan hayad sheletes. Rabbi Yosi answered that here in a klisheini, presumably hayad sheletes, the hand can be there, and here in a klirishin, which forbid when it's ein hayad sheletes. And Rabbi Yoina kan v'kan ein hayad sheletes el asu herchik le klirishin v'le asu herchik le klisheini. He only gives a second answer, which is here and there, ain't it a chiletus? The hand cannot be left there. Even so, since it's not in the fire, it cannot cook. But the Chachamim made a fence to distance from cooking for a klivishon, and they didn't make a fence to distance from a klisheni. Amr b'mana, hahein pincha da'al l'uza, masayli l'abba, hahein pincha da'gwisa, sayli l'abba, da'at refani le min asar v'akidoin hu roseach. Rabbi Mana said that a bowl of rice supports my father, Rabbi Yonah's opinion. A bowl of beans supports my father. You transfer it from kli to kli, and still it's boiling. Even a kli sheni can be ein hayad shiletus. We come on to the next Mishnah. That's halacha hei. Ha'ilchus ha'kadir she'evim mevusachim le'yitein ha'seichon tavlin. If one removes a frying pan or pot from the fire, one may not put spices in it on Shabbos. Or may put spices into a bowl or plate. When we put into any food except for one with vinegar or brine. The Gemara says, now lutein tavlin minamata v'la'aris aleihem minamata. If one puts spices below and pour onto them from a kli above. V'yoyna amar asa, v'yoyna kli rishonu. V'yoyna answered, it's forbidden. Because iroi pouring from a kli rishon is like a kli rishon. Ha'ila d'biyena min ador echad d'bishuvay echad she'ira l'seichay v'yseich. The source is he learns it from a mishnah that the same applies to a kli cheres in which kodshim are cooked and a kli cheres in which hot kodshim are poured, has to be broken because it absorbs kotchim, and in less than 2 days, it will be noisa. Abu Yosi, Tamon, Kliheres, Boilea, Tavlin, Enon, Misbashlin. And we reject that. Rabbi Yosi says, there we find that a Kliheres absorbs through Iri, but spices are not cooked through Iri. Isi Rabbi Yosi, Rabun, Ratani, after cleaning Hoshes came. And in defense of the source, Rabbi Yosi, Rabun says from Abaisa, the same applies in a copper Kli. In the weekend stifa, which is cleaning out of the kli for kodshim, is needed if hot kodshim are poured into it. And you say that a copper kli absorbs without cooking. I should say, may one pour spices together with iroi from a kli rishon. Rabbi Hillel said that Rabbi Yoni and Rabbi Yosi disagree about this. Rabbi Yonah forbids, just like he forbids pouring onto them. Rabbi Yosi permits, just like he permits pouring onto them. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Gufta, bar Kaimim Rimana, Asakem Shabbos Chayav Mishum Mavashel, Asakem Rebosu Cholav Chayav Mishum Mavashel. And Rabbi Yitzchak bar Gufta, after Rimana, if one dips them with Iri from a Kli Rishon onto uncooked food on Shabbos, is he liable for the cooking? And if one dips them with meat and milk, is he liable for cooking them together? Amalei Ki Aydam Rabbi Zeira, Ve'ezu, Chalut bo kol shas shaho mahalech tachdov bacha ezu tav shel bo kol shaho mahalech tachdov. Avman gives an answer that this is like Rabbi Zeira said, or if proper chalut, which means flour scalded in hot water, which impedes chametz, if when the fire is underneath, or if a proper tav shel, it's when the fire is underneath. If not, then it's not properly cooked. Therefore, if one did Iri, he is exempt from Shabbos or meat and milk. Yehuda said in the Mishnah that one may put any food into any food except for one with vinegar or brine. At that to Yehuda, melach, shikasir, yain, kechomets. According to Yehuda, salt is like brine and wine is like vinegar.